Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies. I am MBA. Today, we're reading from the New International Version, Health Scriptures, Deuteronomy 7:14-15. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. Deuteronomy 7:14-15. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. Psalm 107:17 and also 19-21. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 103:1-5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is yet renewed like the eagles. Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore to you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Nahum 1:9. Whatever the plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. Luke 9:2. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but he gives us power, love, and self-discipline. Wealth Scriptures. Genesis 13:2. Abraham became very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Leviticus 26:9. I will look to you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I'll keep my covenant with you. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or be discouraged. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Proverbs 28:27. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant which he swore to your ancestors, as it is this day. Matthew 6:33. For seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Other well-being scriptures. 3 John 1, verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Other well-being scriptures. Deuteronomy 28:1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Psalm 16, verse 6. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Philemon 1, verse 6. I pray that your partnership with us in faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Colossians 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may have a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow on Wellbeing Scriptures for today. God bless you.